USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is going to be signing a big budget bill today that will keep the government up and running, preventing a government shutdown, which otherwise would happen tonight at midnight. The Senate approved the budget compromise yesterday, with White House officials helping to negotiate the year-end agreement. It will fund the government through next September, the end of the current fiscal year. AAA says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling between December 21st, which is tomorrow, and New Year's Day. A AAA spokesman, Robert Sinclair, says many will drive and many of them will deal with a lot of headaches.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit androvans.com.
Utah woman's accused of trying to buy a weapon of mass destruction online. A joint investigation between state and federal agencies leading to the charges against Janie Lynn Ridd, who allegedly tried to buy a possible biological agent online. Officials have not released further details. Boeing Starliner capsule having problems this morning after launching on its first test flight. NASA says the Atlas V rocket burned more fuel than planned and could not get into position to get to the International Space Station. Nicole Mann is an astronaut who's to fly in the Starliner in the future. She says,
we train extensively for this type of contingency. And had we been on board, there could have been actions that we could have taken. And we will continue to develop those actions.
Britain's 98-year-old Prince Philip is being treated in a London hospital. The husband of Queen Elizabeth is suffering from a pre-existing condition, they say. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A suspect in an Oklahoma mall shooting yesterday turning himself in to authorities. One person shot yesterday afternoon at the Penn Square Mall in Oklahoma City. That person's in critical condition. The suspect in the case surrendering to Moore police just a short time ago. That shooting appears to have been the aftermath of a disturbance between two people and not a random event. The U.S. Senate is sending President Trump a bill that aims to raise the number of Americans who save and how much they can save. The Bipartisan Secure Act is part of a spending bill that I told you earlier senators approved yesterday, which the House had already passed. It will make it easier for small businesses to get together to offer 401k plans to workers and offers tax credits to those businesses. And a Mississippi teenager is now suing Juul, the e-cigarette product, claiming that it's caused him to become addicted to nicotine. In papers filed in federal court in Jackson, the 18-year-old named Barra Issa alleges he is now unable to function without that vaping product. He first began vaping, he says, in 2018, just last year. The suit claims Juul, Philip Morris USA, Pax Labs, and Altria Group are responsible, and they're the defendants. It's the second lawsuit filed in Mississippi over vaping this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.